This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better summer song than this. Chad and Jeremy enjoying the summertime, as hopefully you are as well. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with me. I'm Mr. Steffen. Ms. Kirshner is here as well in the form of Jay Kirshner to smart me up, straighten me out, tell me where I'm wrong.
And have fun doing it.
Yeah, let's hear about that. Oh, speaking of fun, there was a winning ticket sold for the lottery. It was Powerball, right? Powerball jackpot.
Yes, it was
over $1 billion. Purchased at the Las Palmitas Mini Market. I happen to know this little place is a little hole in the wall in downtown L.A. It is just a little. It's one of those ethnic markets that are all over, the Korean markets, the Chinese markets. There are markets, little ethnic markets all over Los Angeles. And this is just a little one, and can you imagine? The winning numbers, 7, 10. I had my where are my tickets? I was looking to see how close I got. 7, 10, 11, 13, 24, low numbers, right?
But the Powerball. Notice how there's always clusters. There's always some kind of cluster, whether it's the teens or in the 60s. There's always a little bit of a cluster of numbers very close together.
So, who thinks these things are rigged?
I don't.
They very infrequently show up in places like downtown Los Angeles. Normally, the winners are in the hinterlands, which is not a bad thing. I just have my conspiratorial mind work. So if he takes the cash, it's $558 million, and the government will take $100 million out of that. So there you go. The jackpot now goes back to, what is it, $25 million or something like that?
Yeah. Which is still great. But when you have that billion, you get closer to actually getting the full jackpot if you get the annual payments rather than the lump sum, which is basically about half.
Yep. So this is the second time in 8 months, though, when I'm thinking back in my mind that a billion-dollar Powerball ticket was sold in L.A., or in L.A. County, anyway. The winner in November was a guy in Altadena, at a place called Joe's Service Center. He guessed the numbers, and then he got the $2 billion, which ended up to be $1 billion because he took the cash. I don't know. That's an interesting point and a question. If you were able to win, what would you do? Would you take the annual stipend? Because you can't, if you die, the money doesn't go to anybody else.
It does now, yes, yeah.
Oh, it does? They changed it?
Well,
Well, maybe that's the way to do it. After all, there aren't too many people who need $500 million handy by right now today. So if you take it in a payout, what would that be? About how much is that a year? It's $400,000 a year? Is that how it shows? I think that's how it shows up. Anyway, help yourself to the celebration. Let's get to National Moon Day. Ready for this? Moon Day. This is the day Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin became the first people to walk on the moon. With all of the, we've heard 100 times, one giant step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and all the other things that went with being up there. You think about space, right? And we're in space, but yet It's so close. We can see it. Every once in a while, do you do this, Jay? I look at the moon and I think, where do these guys wander around? And if I had a good telescope, could I see it? Probably not. But
I was like looking at like the man in the moon or the rabbit that's in there.
Yeah, right. So the question is, how many moons are there in our solar system wrapped around the planets, the nine planets, if you consider Pluto to be a planet, and I do. So what about it? How many, when you think about what goes on here, if you go back over the history of our planet and the history of the solar system and the history of the galaxy and the history of the universe, it's really kind of cool.
Something close to like 300?
I think it's 181, somewhere in that vicinity. All right, so we have urged people to think about the experience and then to react one way or another. Social media, you can do that, Facebook and Instagram and Thread. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. And then, of course, there's 855-999-DOUG. Here we go. Let's listen. Let's find out if this guy wants to go to the moon.
Well, hey, good morning. Doug, this seems like sort of a Dougism to say, well, you know, if they could put a man on the moon, they could do this. Or if they could put a man on the moon, they could do that. But it's just sort of funny. It reminds me of you. I was 4 years old when we put a man on the moon, or Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. And it's the big anniversary today, I think. I'm not really sure. But anyway, have a good day, folks. You always make it a good day. And thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Very nice. All right, so let's see what can we celebrate beside landing on the moon. How about Marjorie Taylor Greene passing around nude pictures of Hunter Biden in Congress yesterday? She was
We need to play a game of just reading different headlines. Is this real or is this fake?
Right. Real or Memorex? But you can't make this stuff up. She's such a character. She is what? So what do you suppose people were thinking when they saw she? Like, it's a deck of cards. She's walking around to all, you know, they have their little desk. Everybody says, you've seen pictures of what it's like in the Senate chamber and the House chamber. Little desk. Everybody sits at a little desk. So she's walking up and down the rows handing out pictures of Hunter Biden nude. And so what's the point? She doesn't have a point. She just wants to take a shot at Hunter Biden.
But isn't this something that's illegal? Like revenge porn or something?
I don't know. And with her, who and people, do people take her seriously? Or is this just, oh, well, it's her. You know, and so that, what is it that motivates this person? That's what I dig into. What is it that motivates somebody to be as she is? Why am I the way you are? Why are you the way you are? Think about that a little bit. Is it what you eat? Is it what you drink? Is it what you do with your time? Listen.
Nature versus nurture.
Uh-huh.
Psychology versus sociology.
All right. Speaking of that, there's a discovery that's been made by the University of Toronto that is absolutely fascinating. Geologists have announced that they've discovered water at the bottom of an old mine in Canada that is 2 billion years old. How do you figure that out? I don't know. But I know the claim was based on science, you know, the old was the scientific method. They found dissolved salts, and they found certain gases, and that's how scientists measure how old the water is, or how long the water has been isolated, let's put it that way, because the water is the water. So, and this sort of follows in my own, those of you who have listened to me for a long time, you know how I think. I'm in a boat, and I'm out in the water, or I'm in a rainstorm, right? Or I'm drinking water out of the tap. And I'm thinking to myself, how long has this water been around? Is it new water? Is there any such thing as new water? Or is it old water? And if it is, how old is old when it comes to water? Apparently, there have been a number of these discoveries or a number of these attempts to figure out things like how old is the dirt, right? You grow your veggies in the dirt. How long has that dirt been there?
Well, there's that saying, older than dirt.
Yep. Thank you, Jay. That is. So there's no saying older than water, but maybe there should be. But think about it. Is there new water being created? Or is it the same water that's been around for 4.5 billion years? That was the early formation of our planet in the solar system, and we all have to have water. Most of the water we drink was actually was around billions of years ago. And some could argue that it's older than the Earth itself. Water is part of the elements of the universe. H2O, hydrogen, two molecules of hydrogen, and one of oxygen. And that's what, you know, that's the component, well, one of the major components, nitrogen and other things, that make up our planet. So, we could get a headache thinking about how the solar system was formed with all that molecular cloud activity. See, here it is. I'm a victim of too much NASA. Looking around at how the supernova explosions took place, right? The clouds of mostly hydrogen and helium and oxygen and carbon mix to come up to this the perfect combination. These little grains that form water, for example, right? Oxygen atoms. Am I getting too professorial? Do you think I'm getting too deep into the weeds here?
No, go for it. We're on for this ride.
I think it's fascinating. You know, we curse the weather. We curse all the rain that we've had and the heat and whatever else. Yeah, it's part of the process. And water is the most complicated of all of the elements to create. And there isn't any new water. It's the same water that's been trapped in, if that's the word to use, trapped in the atmosphere. They've found water on asteroids that have crashed into the planet, right? Water elsewhere in the universe. That's when they go to Mars. Well, there's water on Mars. There must have been life there at some point in time. Who knows? Right? So the next time you have a glass of water, think about this. You're drinking something that's 4.5 billion years old. How does that make you feel? Huh? I'll drink to that. 18 after on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Bye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bum, 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 bum. All right, here we are, 23 at the hour. The program continues. The day continues. Our lives continue. It's good stuff. And how much are you paying for it? Nothing. You got this is the best bargain around. Free. Right? It's all free. Free. Sounds like my pitch for the two free nights in Las Vegas.
Okay.
It's free. 800-419-3684. Do you know that so far we've been talking about this for, what, two weeks.
Wow,
right?
Time is flying.
1,500 people have already signed up for this. Two free nights in Vegas.
That's one of the great things. It's not a contest.
Yeah.
It's a giveaway. You get two free nights in Vegas.
Yeah, you can get two and just, that's it. Or you can get four and kick in another systematic approach to taking some time off. You don't have to buy anything. Just call 800-419-3684. Easy. What do they call easy capizzy? What is that expression?
Easy breezy lemon squeezy.
Okay, that too. 800-419-DUG. All right. Let's see what's going on in the social media department. James Cameron, who started out producing hacker slasher movies, did True Lies, which I think is one of the more, I think it's a very entertaining movie. Been around, they tried it on TV this year, it didn't work, but it did work in the movie. Anyway, and he did the Terminator movies and all that sort of thing. And because of his research 40 years ago into artificial intelligence to do the Terminator, he has some thoughts on now we're all cranked up about AI. And so I will give you his exact quote right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than
than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I think in a manner of speaking, Jay, this is, I told you so. As a matter of fact, the exact quote from James Cameron 40 years ago as he was working on the Terminator, first Terminator music movie was, "I warned you guys and you didn't listen." He was reflecting on the first movie that he did using, at that time, artificial intelligence in a manner of speaking. So he was talking about his views on the debate regarding artificial intelligence, which is certainly one of the big cornerstones of the SAG-AFTRA strike, as well it ought to be, and so the writers as well. By the way, this I want to talk about that a little bit. What the writers, there's an overview, if I have time in the next half hour, maybe we'll talk to Tucker about it, what these people are being paid and what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, so Cameron is with the writers and the actors, supporting them, but he is talking also about the way artificial intelligence has is creeping its way into Hollywood. And he said, you know, he said this a number of years ago, that if you don't watch it, it'll come in and put you all out of work.
Well, and just the weaponization of it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
How dangerous it is.
Yeah, right. All right, words to the wise from James Cameron here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6th. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hey guys, it's Jen. Want in on the action? Call the Doug line right now. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner in the hero department today, Jay. Philadelphia is the city. Man with autism boarding the wrong train, ending up completely lost. And so his family didn't know what to do. They cut their plans short to try to figure out where he was. And so as a result of the alert that went out, three transit officers in New York who had gotten the call came to the rescue, located this fellow, came up with an interesting solution to the problem, put him back on the train.
So that's what they did. They escorted him. Full on escorted him, yeah.
Yep, went all the way back with him. So that's cool, right?
That's
family
great.
Was going to come up to New York to pick him up. And they said, no, okay, we'll bring him back. So they got on the Amtrak train and brought him back. So, and this has been described as Taoism. I don't know how much you know about Chinese religion. One of the key tenets of Taoism is the principle of being like water. That, if you translate it a little bit, the early philosophers said, do as little as needed to move forward.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow. They went with the flow. They escorted this fellow back to the correct train and let the conductor know what was going on and let it carry him back to his family. So that's it. Let's go. Right? And so a situation that could have been a real problem was averted by people being conscious. That's what it's about. You need to live life and be conscious of things. Conscious of things around you, right? And that's why I react as I do to those people who get lost on their devices and are walking around like zombies because I don't think they're in touch with their reality. Here's a way. Let's think about this for a second. The reality of what we've lived through the last couple, 3 years, right? It was March of 2020 when things began to crumble with COVID. Right? It was March of 2020? It wasn't 2021. It was 2020.
Yes, so, it was. Yes, because yeah. Then by, what was it, June?
Mm.
I think some restaurants started kind of opening again,
yeah.
Like at very minimum capacity.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we didn't want everybody to go out of business. So how many shots using this mRNA technology that was the model for Pfizer and Moderna. How many of those shots do you think have been administered since the first time we heard the word COVID or SARS?
So
I mean,
many.
Since the SARS started.
Well, especially because you have the people who you did the double dose, so then people yeah. who went with the boosters, and how many people actually stuck with them or kind of faded off of getting them, people who didn't get any of them to begin with. I'm sure there were so many.
72% of the total population of the planet was injected at least once with a COVID vaccine. 13.5 billion doses of vaccine in various diverse platforms have been administered since this all started back in 2020. And so at the moment, there are people who are saying, oh, isn't that wonderful? We averted a disaster. And then there are other people, like Jack Stockwell, who are talking. We continue to talk about, I think the latest thing with him, when we, if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, listen to the most recent podcast from Jack. It's a focus on the autism rate that people who are Amish have versus people who aren't Amish that have vaccines. The Amish don't give their... They don't give them, nobody in the family gets any vaccines. Now, I think there are vaccines that are important. You as a mother have figured that out, and I as a father figured it out. But there's a lot of this go along to get along or get along to go along stuff. And people who don't agree, for whatever the reason, it's not your business, it's not my business, you can say, well, everybody should be immune so that we don't get it from somebody else. I'm not sure I buy into that, frankly. Because you need to take care of yourself. If you've taken care of yourself, maybe I sound a little arrogant by suggesting because I haven't gotten COVID that I'm the model here. I did get my shots the first time around. I chose not to get the second round. I choose to keep my body in a pretty healthy state. Other than a little ice cream here and there and some chocolate, I don't do too much bad stuff. But that's me. I've decided that's what's right for me. Doesn't mean it's right for you, but it's right for me. So I should be able to decide what's right for me, and if I have a youngster, what's right for him or her, without having somebody say, you do it our way, this way, or you're going to get punished.
Well, but also with the sense of just be respectful and take accountability, regardless of what illness you have, COVID or not. If you are sick, you have a fever, and you are coughing and hacking up a lung.
Stay home.
Stay home, yeah.
You selfish SOB. Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, there is a lot of stuff, all kinds of studies going on about antibodies. Did you get them? Did you not get them? Did you have stuff introduced into your body that might not be good for your body? Everybody's body is different, and all of our, even though we have the same collective stuff in our body, the balance is different. And that's why sometimes there are things that we eat or things that we drink or things that we're exposed to that affect some people negatively and some people not at all. Because our bodies have the same components, but the mix is different, and how it reacts in our body is different. And so that's why, you know, some people, and again, it has to do with immunity. Young people don't have strong immune systems, young babies and children, and old folks a lot of times don't have it. So that's why they were vulnerable as much as anything else. Did the vaccine help? I don't know. I guess I've convinced myself. I don't know whether it did or didn't, but yeah. I don't know that. I think you and I agree on this. I don't know at this point. And by the way, what can you do about it? You've done it. It's over. Mm-hmm. So you keep moving and the chips will fall where they may. All of the back and forth about, oh, whether I should or I shouldn't or could or couldn't. The only thing that comes out of that conversation is authority and its overreach. That's so you protect yourself against it next time. And if you feel like you're being cowed and pushed and pulled and told what to do, and if you don't do it, you're a bad person, somehow there has to be a resolve to that.
Well, and we wonder why people don't want to ask questions. Anybody who questioned it was immediately shunned.
No.
I know people who lost relationships.
Right. Don't wear a mask. I'm not going to be a friend of yours. How dare you?
I was a big fan of the mask thing. People kept, like, they might be business.
I didn't mind
they,
it.
Yeah, I didn't, so, I didn't. I was a big fan of the mask thing. You had a little bit of privacy.
Yeah, but it was not for the reasons that it was. You were a fan of it for different reasons.
In the wintertime, it kept your face warm.
Yeah, right. So, but the whole silliness of it, and we all fell into this, the whole business of the masks were no good. Some people, companies made a lot of money selling masks that didn't do a damn thing. There's only one mask that really worked. That was it. The 95, whatever they called them. Those are the only ones.
The N95.
Yeah, right. I still have a few of those around. Anyway, it's food for thought, like lots of other things. I'm investigating as I was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene sending nude pictures to congressmen of Hunter Biden. And so, you know, when you are looking at various, I have 14 or 15 different things, sites that I look at as I do the program and prepare every day for the program. And so sometimes there are stories listed next to stories that are, you may be interested in, you know what I'm talking about, Jay, you may be interested in this story, or people who look this up also look for this. So next to the Marjorie Taylor Greene story is an overview of what they call the Magic City Swimsuit Extravaganza. You familiar with this? Maybe not.
No.
Okay.
No.
And associated with it is the Black Tape Project. So what you're going to see if you go to this website, I just am pointing out, I'm a public servant and I'm passing along information. You could do what you will with it. And we were talking the other day about the old Miss America pageant and Miss Universe, and so this was an outgrowth. This particular Black Tape Project is an outgrowth of the various beauty pageants that are held around the country. So the other evening, down at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami, a designer paraded models down the runway with sticky tape of all sizes and shapes. That's all they had on, just sticky tape. Some of them were female bodybuilders. Some of them were people that just, you know, have attractive bodies, depending on how you define attractive bodies. But I only pass this along as information. You can do what you want with it.
Well, this is the thing that Duct Tape does, where they have these contests for people to, for students to do their homecoming gowns and tuxes or prom gowns and tuxes entirely made of duct tape.
Uh-huh. Skimpy, I would say, would be the word to describe what you see if you want to look at these quasi-X-rated pictures of these women that are not covered with any real fabric or material. It's just adhesive tape. And so, again, going back to how these things present themselves, there's a picture of Sofia Vergara, who has gone to the gym and has muscled up a little bit. And so there are pictures of her. As I look through these other suggested, if you're interested, look at this picture. And so from Sofia Vergara, I go to a site that has the 17 best swimsuits for people who have big butts. Get these and you won't look frumpy. Let's see. Yeah, okay, there's enough of that. But be that as it may, there's things going on in the real world, folks. As is this. More of this stuff. There's a snorkeler who was attacked by an alligator described by officials as aggressive, you think?
As opposed to super chill, calm ones that are like, hey, man, what's up?
Those cool, calm, and collected alligators. The victim was snorkeling in a designated swim area in the Ocala National Forest, reported being bitten by a large adult gator. The reptile was removed, and as you can imagine, they say gently euthanized. What they do is shoot them in the head. That's a little, but that's what they do with them. Anyway, the understatement. The public safety director says, for the safety of the public, we are going to capture and euthanize this alligator. Got a little hairy because the alligator didn't want to get captured, as you can imagine. So, but this fellow was okay. All right, there's the alligator story of the day, 48 after the hour.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Dougie at free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitran.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Terminator 2. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Movie Moments with Jay and Doug on Good Day. So we were talking a few minutes ago about James Cameron warning the effects of artificial intelligence. I'm guessing this is an outgrowth of that conversation.
I want to bring up, do you agree with that? What do you think of, I mean, listen, in 84 when he did the first Terminator, and then when he did Terminator 2, which was a huge hit in 91, I mean, these movies really lay out a lot of that concept about the dangers of AI and what would happen to the culture and society if it's not kept
in check,
under wraps.
Yeah, right. We were talking off the air about the strike. This is the legitimate question that the writers have, and there are other things that play into the strike. How many people know? I mean, my son was a writer, and I can tell you the story of his success or lack thereof, depending on whether it's today or 20 years ago, when he first started kind of cleaning up. His first job was to clean up bad scripts. And so he got paid according to, you know, what, how much time it took and what he did. And there was usually a contract up front that described what they're going to pay. So, but he only got paid, he was considered, what do they call it, the day worker or, what do they call the hourly, the not full-time employees. Anyway, whatever it is. Yeah, not part-time, but there's something else. A gig worker. So they didn't have to pay him insurance and things like that because he was a contract. Now, that's one of the big beefs with the writers now. It used to be that the writers would stay on when the show was being produced to come up with ideas as the, you know, the acting was going on, what fits better, all that stuff. Now, they, if they have a writer's room of 9 or 10 people, they get rid of all of them except for one or two. And, you know, those people don't make a lot of money. I attest to that from what my son experienced. They, you know, Hollywood, glitzy, wonderful, look at the movie actors. And,
well, I'll give you an example. There was a story reported this week, right, that Dwayne Johnson, I don't know how accurate it is, but I'm going to assume it's in the ballpark of accuracy, that Amazon is going to pay Dwayne Johnson $50 million to star in a Christmas action comedy titled Red One, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say hypothetically this goes through. So you get the people on the set, you get the writers, you get the extras, you get the actors underneath, so on and so forth, that are working with him. I can't see how that is a stable environment in this market at this point after the strike. How do you pay one guy $50 million to do an Amazon movie? I mean, I understand his appeal,
and
I
respect
him, but it's absurd. Like, I mean, he's not worth $50 million. I'm sorry.
Well, he is to them. He's worth whatever they'll pay him. That doesn't mean that it's right for the other people.
I'll give you another example, okay? And then I use this as an example. In the 1970s, on an episode of All in the Family, Rob Reiner's character, Mike Stivic, had appendicitis, right? So he's laying on the couch, and his wife, Gloria, says to him, "We need to go to the hospital. I think you have appendicitis." And he says, "I can't afford to go because I can't afford the $350 to remove my appendix." Okay? Mm-hmm. So how did in the 1970s we go from $350 to remove an appendix to over a $100,000 hospital bill in 2023? Right?
Good question.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Same thing as the CEO. How did we get to the point of, say, 40s and 50s Hollywood to now you have a guy, CEOs in the industry making $200 million plus a year? Like, nobody, like, how did it get to that point where nobody sort of saying, you know, this
they
is
convinced
so
the board of directors that they were worth it, and mm-hmm. because the profit motive is what capitalism is all about. There's a difference between capitalism and unbridled capitalism.
I believe in capitalism, but
me too.
Let's be honest, to what point is it become absurd? Here's another thing. James Cameron talked about AI. Now, obviously, there's certain executives in the industry that want AI, right? That's what the strike is about. Who are these people? Who are these people that want AI run amok just to make a dollar in their pocket when the masses could really pay a serious price for this technology if it's not
Well, they're not thinking about that. That's not their job. Their job is to make as much money.
Well, my point is a handful of people make the decisions for millions.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, how is it solved so they don't see reruns forever on TV? They're going to bring back, interesting, CBS is going to go back to the beginning of Yellowstone, Kevin Costner.
Yeah. And I think it'll
run
work,
that
actually.
In prime time. It probably will work great.
Well. Yeah, I think it'll do well.
All right, Chucker, 59 past here on Good Day.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.